Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, 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 you tune in to another great week with the Joy Doctor, yes, on the Joy Doctor Show. We thank you for tuning in this Monday night, yes, this Monday night, and I must first apologize for not being available on last Monday night due to technical difficulties. But however, how many of you know we have to press forward? That's right, we're going to press forward, and we're going to continue with the subject. Are you in love with a stripper? Now, this is not T-Wayne. This is T-Pain. This is not Lil Jon. This is not the Yin-Yang Twins. But this is a serious question. It is a question about reality. And, of course, we know that this is not a reality show. However, if you don't get your act together, your reality will become a show. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. It will become a show for everybody to see how you manage to be where you are, whether good or bad, whether you're happy or sad. Hey, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. So tonight, we're asking you a question. We want you to think about it. We want you to ponder. In the words of the late Richard Pryor, I said to myself, yeah, that's right. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself and ask yourself difficult questions or hard questions that you really can't answer right off. So tonight, once again, I'm asking you, are you in love with a stripper? Now, we're not talking about the one that be dancing on the pole. Get off that pole, girl. We're not talking about them. We're not talking about the ones that perform at the nightclub. We're talking about the ones that are dancing in your life each and every day. Yeah, I got your attention, didn't I? Yes, the stripper that is dancing in your life each and every day. And just to name a few, we have procrastination. We have low self-esteem. We have laziness. We have distraction. We have attitude. Yes, these are some of the strippers that are dancing in your life. And what do you mean by that, Joy Doctor? I'm glad you asked. These strippers are stripping you of your value, of your net worth, of what you could become and where you could be. And the only way you're able to defeat them is you have to respond. Just like the question. Are you in love with the stripper? Are you in love with laziness? Are you in love with distraction? Are you in love with low self-esteem? Of course you are. If you wasn't, you wouldn't be in that state where you are. Now, I'm not trying to belittle you. I'm not saying that there is no room for improvement. Because there is. Of course, with the Joy Doctor, there's always room for improvement. Because my idea, my goal is to bring you from your lowest state to your highest state, to show and paint you a picture that you can do all things, of course, even fail. But as my good friend say, if you fall, my good friend Les Brown, that is, if you fall on your back, look up. Because if you can look up, you can get up. So tonight I want you to get up and loose those arms of that stripper. Take your head out of her lap. Take your heart back and begin to dream. And to dream big, as Mr. Motivator says. Because if you can dream, it can become a reality. But nothing will come to reality except disappointments if you continue to be in love with a stripper. Yes. Now let's take the stripper of procrastination. I'll do it tomorrow. Put it over there. I'll get to it later. When does tomorrow come? When is later? That's right. Tomorrow never comes. And later is always later. So why put it off? There's a saying that says, why put off tomorrow for what you can do today? That's right. You have to put in the extra time and go the extra mile in order to be successful, in order to have that joy, in order to see that hope, in order to realize and dream and live that dream. So we got to get rid of that procrastination stripper. Because every time you procrastinate, that takes an hour, a day, a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years, maybe even 20 years setback. That's right. Procrastination doesn't put you forward. It pulls you and holds you where you are and place a delay on your life. That's what that stripper does. Puts a delay on your life. Now let's deal with low self-esteem, because that's a terrible stripper. And usually, that's what causes them or causes you to get into that state due to low self-esteem. That's right. Not only for women, but for men as well. Dad didn't affirm him, didn't give him his blessings when he left home. Never said, I'm proud of you. Never said, I'm thankful that you're my son. And on the flip side, the daughter as well, or the young lady as well, mama or daddy never said, I love you. They never held her close, for she felt the warmth exude from them into her. Never a gentle touch to say everything is going to be all right. Never an encouraging word saying that you're going to make it. That's okay. You didn't do it right this time, but next time do it like this and you'll be better, greater. Become the best. No heart-to-heart talk about the heartaches and hard knocks of life. No soothing or comforting words during troubled times. Not being able to see what the young man or the young girl is going through, because the parent is too busy with their own life. This causes low self-esteem. Now, however, I cannot build your self-esteem if my self-esteem is low, meaning that my parents didn't do it for me, so therefore I cannot do it for my children. A vicious cycle. Low self-esteem will make you take things that you normally don't have to take. Makes you think lower of yourself. When people do you wrong or they treat you bad, you think you deserve that. You don't deserve anything better. That's a stripper. Stripping you of all your joy and the precious commodities of life. That's low self-esteem. So you have to say to yourself, even if you have to look in the mirror and practice it every day when you get up in the morning, when you go to the bathroom throughout the day, when you come home in the evening, if you just stand in the mirror and say, I am somebody. Not only am I somebody, I'm somebody great. I am important. I do matter. I make a difference. Even if it's only to me. And that's the first step. Know that you're important to you. Know that you're loved by you. Know that you are your number one fan. And that will get rid of that low self-esteem. Speak positiveness into your life. If you don't have anybody to encourage yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's not vanity. It's not vain. It builds your confidence. And when you have confidence, you are assured of yourself. And where there's assurance, there is assertiveness. And when you have assertiveness, you can have a little aggressiveness. But you move from the low self-esteem to that state. Now, it may not happen for you overnight, but it will happen. Now, let's talk about this stripper called distraction. Yes, everybody has a distraction. Whether you're male, female, boy, girl, little child, infant, toddler, everybody has a distraction. What is your distraction? I'm glad you asked. Your distractions are those things that deter you from your assignment. The things that get you off track and suck up and use your time, your resources. The things that causes you not to be able to perform to your ultimate level. Distractions. Distractions. How do you get rid of the stripper called distraction? By introducing them to focus. That's right. Introducing that stripper to focus. Because as long as you focus on the things at hand, you'll be able to accomplish your goals, your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, your desires. Focus. Well, how do I focus? I'm glad you asked. By removing those things that you know are distractions. Simple. studying for a test. Don't study for the test in front of the TV with your favorite show playing in the background. Studying for a test. Don't place your phone right beside your notebook, laptop, or whatever you're using. When you're studying for your test. Because believe it or not, it's important for you to pass each and every one of your tests. Because every test will take you to another level. Distraction. Along with it comes hindrances. You're trying to do this. You're trying to do that. But every time you try, there is a hindrance. And that hindrance is a distraction. Because it's trying to keep you from getting to your ultimate goal. Now, we're going to deal with the distraction of things that cause you not to have inner peace. Because before any of these things can happen, you must first have peace within yourself. And that is a stripper. Anything that comes into your life and takes away your peace has stripped you and removed you from your comfort zone. And when a person steps out of their comfort zone, then of course they're not comfortable. However, they're unbalanced. They're unsure. They're unstable. Because no matter what they try to do or how they try to do it, there is no peace. So in order to be successful or in order to get rid of the stripper that has came in and stole and taken your peace, you must get rid of the thing that has came in and destroyed it. And you have to begin to rebuild. You have to begin to restore. You have to begin to lay a firm foundation, a solid foundation. Therefore, that situation can't come in anymore and destroy your foundation or take your peace, because now you are standing on a solid rock, a solid foundation. Or you in love with a stripper. Now, I've used these as an example, but I want to know, are you willing to let it go? Because, you know, when you're in love with something, it's hard to let it go. And sometimes even though you let it go, in the natural, it plays a mind game on you. I don't know who it was, but I know back in the early 90s, there was a song that says, "My mind playing tricks on me." And you don't want your mind playing tricks on you. So, if you are in love with one of those, two of those, three of those, all of those things, then you have to first acknowledge. Because denial will get you nowhere. And when I mean nowhere, meaning this time next year, you'll be in the same place, doing the same thing, and have accomplished nothing. Because that's what a stripper does. Strips you of everything that you have. As long as you're giving it, it's taking it. Procrastination. I don't feel like it. You're giving into it, so it's taking it. Oh, you don't have to get up right now. You don't have to run that extra mile. You don't have to do those extra 50 sets. Procrastination. Distraction. Don't you want to do this instead of doing that? This right here is a lot more fun. How about we go over here instead of over there? Low self-esteem. You're not as smart as you thought you were. You're not as beautiful as you thought you were. They don't want you. You're not even a part of the group. Who do you think you are? You are nothing. These are the strippers that's played daily over and over and over and over like a recorded TV show. It keeps playing and it keeps playing. It keeps playing. It keeps playing. It keeps playing. Until you hit the button. So what am I saying? I'm saying that I can give you examples. I can tell you what the situation is. I can lay out a resolution for you. But only you can make the change. Only you can make the difference. Only you, because only you can answer the question honestly and say, I am or I am not in love with a stripper. Now, there's no harm in used to being in love, because we all used to be in love with something. Whether it was good or bad, happy or sad, we used to be in love with something. But tonight, I'm asking you and I'm challenging you to look at yourself, look at your situation, and answer the question honestly. And when you ask the question honestly, you'll begin to see real results. You'll begin to see reality. You'll begin to see the changes that need to be made. Why? Because now you will see the trick that has come into your life and stripped you of all the things that you could have had and taken the things that you did have. Sharp mind, timeliness, diligence, motivation, expectations, high expectations. Now you can begin to see those things come back into your life to help you get to the dream that you once had. Well, I want to say I thank you for tuning in to the Joy Doctor Show tonight. I hope that you have enjoyed the show and that you have had some things to come across your mind that will cause you to change. Yes, that will cause you to change. Because my goal is for you to listen, learn, and laugh. You may do one, you may be two, or you may do all three. But however, tonight, I wanted you to listen and learn, and now you can laugh at the stripper because you can put them out of your life. For more information, you can email thegjoy, J-O-Y, drdr at gmail.com. Yes, that's right. You can find me at thegjoy, J-O-Y, drdr at gmail.com. I would love to hear your input. I would love to hear your feedback on any or all of the shows that you have heard from the Joy Doctor. So tune in next week as we go a little deeper on the Joy Doctor Show. And remember, you can always listen, laugh, and learn. Good night.